Well, I was quite entertained by it, actually.
Entertained? What about what about offended?
No, I wasn't offended at all. At first, I was just sort of thought he was half joking about it, and as he became more serious and kept repeating the offer, I felt very moved and very touched that he would go to such extraordinary lengths to express his fatherly love for me.
Have you spoken to him directly about it?
Yes, we speak on a daily basis.
And how did he explain it to you?
Well, it's more like me explaining it to him, actually, because
he doesn't get your situation.
No. Well, what happened was I obviously told him about my relationship with Sean previously, and he's made it clear to me that I should keep it in the closet and never announce it. It just happened that we were at a press conference, Sean and I, and she did. Someone asked her, and she did announce it. It became sensational on the papers overnight. My father became very worried and distraught, called me out immediately upon when I was available, and we talked about it, and he said what I was doing was very wrong, very wrong, and it's okay to keep things in the closet, but you must get married to a man, because it's a matter of social standing, and it's just not reputable enough to be gay.
So his idea was that you could carry on with your relationship, but you'd have to have this, a sham marriage or something?
A beard, yes, correct.
Right.
And basically, what he's saying is quite common. He's seen a lot of such relationships, in the closet relationship with married high society couples in Hong Kong. It just happened that my partner was just not one such woman that was able to accept such arrangements, and because she